Welcome to St. Andrew's podcast on Sunday, the 15th of November, 2020. During November, we are exploring the Bishop's rule of life for churches in Liverpool Diocese. Pray, read, learn, tell, serve, give. Last Sunday, Chris introduced prayer. And this week, we move on to the second and third, read and learn. We're called to read the Bible and to learn together what it means and what God might be saying to us through it. That's something that St. Andrew's Thursday Bible Study Group do almost every week. So for this week's podcast, I'm joined by Carol, Joyce, Gaynor and Teresa, who are all part of that group. Thanks for joining me. Let's talk about your experience now of reading the Bible together. So first of all, I wonder what difference reading the Bible has made to your lives this year.
The early weeks of beginning to hear about COVID-19 and then the national lockdown filled me with fear of the unknown. Engaging with the Bible on a daily basis, first thing in the morning, provided purpose and stability and was a vital part of regaining self-control and trust in my Heavenly Father. I hadn't lost these, but gained great reassurance from the intimacy of spending time in the presence of God and reading about his faithfulness through the centuries and in all situations. I was and am helped in this by listening to the podcast Lectio 365 each day, which has a psalm, Bible reading, reflection and prayers. The authors make Bible verses relevant to our present day context. God's promises can be trusted, and he is with us during any times of fear or doubt.
Thanks, Gaynor. Now, Carol, what about you?
Okay, so like many people, this year's been challenging for me. I'm very lucky in that friends and family are well. However, my work situation has been precarious. Because I try to read my Bible regularly, I found that when I was at my lowest ebb, appropriate Bible verses would come to me just when I needed them. At the end of June, I also had some tough decisions to make regarding employment, so I locked myself away with my Bible, prayed for wisdom and discernment, and started to read. I was amazed at the clear answers I found in the Bible passages I chose. God was very real and present for me at this time.
Thanks, Carol. And Teresa?
Well, life has been very different for all of us this year, and not just here, of course, but across the world, as we've all been under the threat of the pandemic. News bulletins have been extremely worrying, and so, like others, I have been fearful. I've found myself returning again and again to certain passages in the Bible which have always resonated with me, but now have a very real significance. And one of these examples is from the book of Isaiah. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. This is such a favourite of mine. These words have brought me peace in the past and continue to do so. I do believe wholeheartedly that God keeps his promises and his word can be relied upon. For me, the Bible is the place to go for comfort and security, and what is happening in the world seems at times overwhelming.
Thanks very much. So the Bible has been a source of comfort, hope and guidance for you during this difficult year. But understanding the Bible isn't always straightforward, is it? Tell us about some of the challenges and difficulties that you faced in making sense of the Bible. Gaynor.
In some ways, the more I study the Bible, the more challenges and difficulties I face. I find that this can happen when a Bible passage is studied deeply and slowly and includes rereading, rather than approached in terms of familiarity. It's an exciting challenge that there's always something else to be teased out, perhaps to link with different passages in other parts of the Bible, or the need to explore the historical context or intended audience of the writer. There can be a feeling of greater revelation. Sometimes challenges are small ones, but others are more complex. For instance, when on the face of it, there appears to be a conflict with teaching in other parts of the Bible.
And Carol, you mentioned that. Tell us a bit more about that.
Well, for me, the biggest difficulty was the apparent discrepancy between the Old and New Testaments. The former seemed to speak more of God's wrath and judgment, the latter his love, grace and mercy, and I struggled to marry the two together. I prayed for understanding but still struggled, so I sought out mature Christians from our St. Andrew's congregation and I asked them for help in making sense of it. I kept asking until I felt satisfied with the answers I received and was able to make my peace with what I'd always seen as two contradictory testaments.
Thanks. And Teresa, what about you?
Well, there are definitely times when I'm challenged by certain passages in the Bible, either because I don't quite understand them or because the content itself makes uncomfortable reading. So with regard to understanding, I've found that reading a passage in a different Bible version often sheds light on its meaning for me. But with regard to an uncomfortable passage, I'll use a recent example from our Bible study group as an illustration. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 3, Jesus is preaching to a multitude. We hear that his mother and brothers are outside calling him to come home. But Jesus says, "Who is my mother or my brothers? Whoever does God's will is my brother, mother, sister." This might appear hard-hearted of Jesus when we know that he is full of compassion and love. However, through discussion in the group and a little research, we were able to accept that Jesus, being at the start of his ministry at this point, had much to do and could not be diverted from God's work. We were also reminded that when Jesus was dying on the cross, he told John to take care of his mother. It wasn't that he didn't care. So although this and other passages may sit uncomfortably with us, we can be reassured that God's plan is in action.
Thanks very much. Those examples all highlight how vital it is to interpret a Bible verse or a Bible passage in the light of the rest of the Bible. It's also helpful to know something about that historical context, to understand what a passage of scripture really means. Before we think about how it applies in our time and our place. So can you tell us about a resource or a way of reading or studying the Bible which you found particularly helpful? Gaynor.
I sometimes study a whole book of the Bible from beginning to end, reading part or a whole chapter a day alongside a commentary. This immersive approach helps in a number of ways. Firstly, by having the teaching of an erudite theologian whose depth of study and knowledge far exceed mine. Secondly, there's often reference to similar teaching, or a thread is drawn out that I wouldn't have seen. Thirdly, Bible verses are explained in the historical context of the time in which they were written. There are so many Bible books with which to gain familiarity, and I look forward to more of this type of reading in times to come.
And Carol, in your busy life, what do you find helpful?
Okay, I subscribe to A Miracle Every Day, and I receive this as an email each morning. The daily messages are accessible, they're helpful, and they're always including verses from scripture. I also try to read around the Bible passages we hear on Sunday mornings, usually reading a couple of chapters during the week. I find they speak to me all the more clearly because of the Sunday morning teaching. And then being a member of a study group is incredibly helpful too. We're encouraged to delve deeper into the Bible, and I probably study God's word more seriously than I would on my own.
Thanks. And Teresa?
In my personal study of the Bible, I use Word Live, which is an online daily resource from Scripture Union. And it provides a Bible passage, a context, and a deeper study section, which help me to recognise ways of applying the teaching to my everyday life. And there's also an invitation to join the conversation on Facebook, where regular subscribers share their opinions and experiences, which I also find helpful. The Bible study group, though, provides a wonderful opportunity to discuss a text in depth and to gain from the insights and experiences of others. I often use a commentary on the passage prior to the meeting, which provides some background information. And as others are doing the same, I learn so much more. This group is now a very important part of my week.
So it seems like there's a number of helpful resources out there, and you've mentioned a few of them, different versions of the Bible. You can find many different translations of the Bible using a Bible app or an online Bible website such as BibleGateway.com. Then there's those daily Bible reflections or daily Bible readings such as Word Life from Scripture Union. And the daily Lectio 365 podcast, which Gaynor mentioned earlier, gives you a pattern of prayer and reflection on the Bible for each day. A commentary on a particular book of the Bible can be really helpful. And a good example is Tom Wright's Bible for Everyone series. They're really readable and full of insights from a leading biblical scholar. Now, as we near the end of our podcast, Joyce, could you tell people a bit more about the Thursday Bible Study Group?
On a Thursday evening, a small group of us meet together, on Zoom at the moment, to explore in more detail the Bible. At the moment, we're using the book Into the Heart of Advent by Penelope Wilcock as the basis for our Bible study. We use our experiences, books, passages, or commentaries we may have read to explore the chapters in more detail in a very informal way. We learn together and encourage each other so that we may grow in our faith and discipleship. We also always have time for a friendly chat each week.
Sounds great. I know that you're all involved in helping to lead that Bible study group, but you asked other people as well why they chose to be part of the Bible study group. So let's hear some of those responses.
It gives me the opportunity to be closer to fellow Christians and to study the Bible in a friendly and informal way.
I do feel united with a group of people from the church community and believe that God has the opportunity to reveal himself when we learn alongside others, sharing viewpoints and opinions.
The weekly Bible study promotes self-discipline for me in reading the Bible passages on a regular basis each week.
My own knowledge has extended because it encourages me to begin to explore different Bible passages and books referred to by other people during the discussion.
The questions or chapters of books used as a basis for Bible study persuade me to dip into online resources such as commentaries, podcasts, and YouTube videos.
The importance of Bible study could be summed up in the words from Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31. Those whose hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Thank you. Thanks so much to our Thursday Bible Study Group leaders for sharing with us in this podcast. If you'd like to give the Bible Study Group a try, they currently meet each Thursday at 7:30 p.m. online using Zoom. For joining details, you can see the monthly St. Andrew's Connect email. But if you don't get that or you can't find that, you can email info@standrewsdentonscreen.org. Or if you know them, speak to Joyce, Teresa, Gaynor or Carol. If you can't make it on a Thursday evening, but you're keen to be part of a Bible study group, please contact me, Reverend Nick White, on nick@standrewsdentonscreen.org. Maybe we can start another group.